Let's welcome Pastor Dolapo Lawa.
Let's lift our hands to Jesus, Jesus. Let's lift our hands. Let's give him the fruit of our lips. Let that sound that Pastor was speaking about last night, let sound of rejoicing, adoration, Jesus. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you for being a loud Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Father, today we ask that the entrance of your word gives us light. Jesus, be glorified. Let us be edified. Let us see you and see us as you see us in you. In Jesus' name, Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Pastor Kwaju, thank you for this rare opportunity. People say I sound like him. It's because I listen to him too much. So you are right. Amen. I want to share the second part of my message on Thy Kingdom Come. The first part, I spoke about the gospel. I spoke about eternal life. We are all hot, so let's stay together. This is to remind you that you don't want to go to hell. No AC there. So we're going to, I'm going to teach, so please just stay with me, don't be bored. Amen. No story today. Word. So I remember I said there are two ways during my conversations that I want to establish how God's kingdom comes. And I said number one is through the gospel, and number two is by walking in faith. By walking in faith. So that's what I want to share about. You know, this is a faith house, so really I'm not going to be saying anything new, but I'm really speaking to maybe my generation. And if I was going to, I felt like the word might be derogatory, but I would have titled it Faith for Dummies, like as basic, as simple as possible. What is faith all about? You know, the best way I can explain. And I have some points here, and I'll see how many I can get to. So number one, so first steps in understanding faith. First steps in understanding faith. Number one is faith is how we please God. Like I said, I'm going to make this as simple as possible. So we're going to write a lot. Faith is how we please God. Hebrews 11 verse 6. Hebrews 11 verse 6, it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God, to please him, for he who comes to God must first believe that he is, and is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And what does that term mean, to please God, or faith, without faith, is impossible to please God? It just means, faith means I know that he is, even when I don't see him. Is that simple enough? I know that he is even when I don't see him. We're relating with a God, some of us, maybe somebody has seen God, have not seen. We've not seen him, but we have a witness in our hearts that he is, and is efficacious when we receive the Holy Spirit. Amen. That means by implication, faith means God makes sense to us. Faith means God makes sense to us. 1 Peter 3 verse 15, I believe, it talks about making a defense for your faith. And I want to just give my suggestion. I think apologetics is defensive. You know, maybe Christian apologetics. I think the idea of apologetics is defensive. I don't think it's offensive. I think evangelism is offensive. But I think Christian apologetics is defensive because it says to make a defense for your faith. What that means is when somebody asks you why you believe, give them a reasonable answer for why you believe. It doesn't mean it might be reasonable to them. I'll give an example. For example, apologetics explains why a virgin had to give birth to Jesus. Because prophecy says it's the seed of the woman and the seed of man is contaminated. So apologetics explains the idea behind the incarnation, and it uses scriptures. But apologetics does not explain the miracle of a virgin giving birth. You will never logically come to a conclusion that God makes sense except by the Spirit. Our story is very funny. Almighty God came down from heaven. God now die. After God now die. 3 days. It sounds stupid. Paul calls it the foolishness of preaching. You have to be dull to receive his wisdom. So faith means God makes sense to me. Why are we gathered here spending time? Because God makes sense to us. For some people, it's a waste of time. What are they doing? They've gathered again. But there is something that happens. You know, Jesus was speaking to the crowd. He said, he gave them bread. They were now whining him. They came the next day. They said, give us bread again. This is John 6. He said, I'm not giving you any bread. The bread I have for you is that you eat my flesh and drink my blood. You see, the Bible says many left him, for his doctrine was hard. He turned to the disciples and said, what are you waiting for? Follow them. Peter said, where do we go from hence? Only you have the word of life. In other words, he's saying, you say weird things that we don't understand, but we can't deny. Something comes alive when you speak. We understand by faith. These things sound stupid. How are you shouting down a wall? You have problem at work. You are confused. Then you now do tongues. More confusion. Do you get what I'm saying? You say what you don't know to know what you don't know. I'm trying to help us understand what we're doing. So that thing is the work of the Spirit. It's not normal, it's not strong mind. It's not a logical thing that it's, you know, after I now read something. Faith means God now makes sense to me. First Corinthians 1 verse 18. It says, for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who have been saved, it is the power of God. Please say amen.
Amen.
Verse 22, because of time. For the Jews request a sign and the Greeks seek for wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified. To the Jews a stumbling block and to the Greeks foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. And I wrote here, remember I'm talking to people that are just growing. Even though I doubt sometimes, actually doubt means to question what you believe. You cannot doubt if you don't believe. There is a difference between doubt, unbelief, and disbelief. Doubt means I believe but help my unbelief. What that means is my heart is saying yes, but my head is saying no. That's doubt. Unbelief is no presence of faith. Disbelief is to not believe despite evidence. So when Jesus rose from the dead and the Pharisees and Sadducees paid people to say that he didn't rise, that's disbelief. That's where God leaves you to a reprobate mind. Yeah. That's the thing that scares me the most about ministry. The fact that God can sack me and leave me working. That's I want it that once I'm wrong, let the anointing lift. But it's not like that. So even though I doubt sometimes, there is something in me that makes me know God's word is true. I have what I call the in spite factor. I pray to God. My mother died, but I still want to pray again. I believe God for a car he didn't give me, but I still want to ask for a house. It looks like it's not working, but I cannot not believe. You see that thing? And the reason is because we are believers. You get what I'm saying? Believers believe. It's a nature thing. He rewired us. And now that is the work of the Holy Spirit. That's the fruit of the Spirit there that you find called faith. That faith there is faithfulness. That faithfulness produces what is called conviction. And a conviction is an arrest. Let me say it like this. People have an opinion. An opinion is what you hold. But a conviction is an arrest. It's something that holds you. You become a prisoner of that thing. It's the work of the Spirit. When the Holy Spirit came into our hearts, it came with two baggages. The fruit of the Spirit to make his stay in us conducive, and then the gifts of the Spirit to make his stay through us or in us benevolent. So the fruit of the Spirit is what he does in us. The gifts of the Spirit are things that he does through us. For example, we speak in tongues, gifts. We control our tongue, fruit. Two of them like that. You know, I say I'll make it simple. I hope it's working. Onaga. So that's number one. Number one is faith is how we please God. Number two, there are two dimensions of faith. Holy Spirit, help me. Hebrews 11, verse 33. We're going to read to 38. Hebrews 11, 33 to 38. Let's read in concert. One, two, go. Who through faith subdued kingdoms, walked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they may obtain. So the writer of Hebrews is showing you two dimensions of faith. You can win in faith and you can lose for faith. Charismatics need to learn this. So two men are met and they ask them, are you ready to die for Jesus? And they shoot one and he didn't enter his faith. And they shoot the other one and he died. The Bible is saying it's still faith. Both of them are both faith. We are going to get to it. Faith is not something done to prove something. It's yielding. The same God that sent an angel to release Peter watched Peter die upside down on a cross. What God is saying is, I'm worth living for, but I'm also worth dying for. Listen, we don't come to Jesus just to better our lives. We come when we have found him better than life. I want you to get what I'm saying. We come for him. If he gives you Isaac, that's not the promise. It's a token. You will still be looking for the city whose builder and maker is God. The end of your faith enterprise is Jesus. We are not using God, sir. He's using us. Yes, sir. Charismatics need to understand this. And some people, their idea of prayer is to buy power. Because I want to put balance to what I said the last time. The idea of prayer is they want to buy power so they can, because of how they've prayed, they can now start guarding God because they prayed. I'm thinking if I should. Okay, I will say it. I have a friend. I'm already here. All die and I die. I've died in Christ. You can't die twice. Clock it. Gen Z pastor. So I have a friend. So how do I say this that can make sense, Holy Spirit? Well, Shasha, he had a child and then now he's getting married. You get that kind of situation? If you don't get it, forget it. So his daughter was 6 at that time and she was meeting her soon-to-be stepmom. So this, my friend, is one of the most prophetic people I've met in my entire life. When I say prophetic, I'm very careful to say someone is prophetic, but he is very prophetic. Prophetic that he can be describing what you are wearing while he's talking to you. That kind of scary gift. So he was telling me, when his daughter met the stepmom, the daughter asked her that, if my wife was here, she would have reminded me the name. Said she doesn't forget small things, but she forgets big things that concern her. But those minute things, she never forgets. So I know she will remember. I can bet. So the daughter asked the girlfriend, the soon-to-be stepmom at that time, when you were 6 like me, you had a doll called Rhoda. I'm using another name. The woman looked and said, what? And the girl continued prophesying. She prophesied to the point that she told the husband to be said, tell her to stop before she starts saying things I don't want to. The girl was 6. She had no prayer life, but she had a gift. Some people are trying to earn what God didn't give them. How do you pray to be Pastor Adeboye? Where do you start from? No. I'm trying to help us understand that there's something called the election of grace. And anointed people like to make people feel like they earned the anointing. People will put you on a spiritual adventure that has no end. You will be chasing. It's because you are not a bird. Don't fly. You will die. There's something called election of grace. And it doesn't mean that people that have this election of grace don't have, because grace that is charis also produces walking grace, charismata. So that grace will also give you the empowerment to match it. But if you don't have it, you'll kill yourself. It's not only Pastor Jerry that can pray. God gave him. Selah.
Can't help you more than that.
So this thing is not strong mind. It's not if you give... The missing link is there is no love for Jesus. There's no love for him. People are users. There's no love for him. Okay, look at it. Just look at your fellowship. See how you pray. You don't go with thanksgiving. You sing, you don't sing to him. You just start with tongues because you want to build yourself. What happened to who will build you? Because our mindset is how to get from him. We are not different from Israel. So faith is what we get and what we are willing to lose. And when you read Hebrews 11, for example, You see, the Bible talks about faith and works of faith. By faith, Abel offered a more excellent offering. Let's look at that. Hebrews 11, verse 4. Because I want to show that the end of faith is Christ. And I wish, if I had time, I would have shown you that everybody mentioned there, in fact, the Hebrews 11 that we're talking about, everybody mentioned there, the faith that was being talked about there is faith in the Christ. So when he says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, it's not describing our own kind of faith. Our own kind of faith is this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. That's why if you read Romans 1:16, I'm not ashamed for the gospel of the Lord Jesus, is the power of God unto salvation, first to Jews and then to the Greeks. It says, for then is righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. What's the faith to faith is talking about? The first faith is faith in the promise to come, which gave them a good report. And then the next faith is faith in the fact that the promise has come, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. So there are two dimensions of faith. David believed that Christ will come. That is faith. That's what they call good report. Show it, Hebrews 11:39. So even the conversation of all the people there, all the exploits they did, the idea was still for Christ. They were waiting for Christ. All these, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise. 40. God having prepared something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us, because we received the promise. Look at Acts 1:4. That promise is talking about. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father. Ephesians 1:13. In him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. So the promise is the Holy Spirit within. So when Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice, it was typifying faith in the promise that was coming. As at Genesis 1:29, man was a vegetarian. As at Genesis 4, nobody had killed an animal to eat. What is he doing keeping animals? He saw that his father and mother were covered with animal skin. So he was keeping animal for his priesthood. God counted that thing as faith in the lamb. How did Rahab enter Hebrews 11? What is the gospel? The power of God unto salvation. What did she believe in? The power of God. The power of God. She said, I believe that the God of the Jews, what he did to Pharaoh, is going to do to us. I believe in the power of God. God counted that thing as gospel. Be my great grandmother. Gospel. So if you remove Jesus as the object of faith, what you have is traditional worship. We have this genie that we just, you know. I don't want to speak from burden. Amen. So the object is Christ. And that means we must subject ourselves, even in our adventure of faith, we must subject ourselves to the dealings of Christ. There is no faith without patience. Remember, there are some people I'm talking to. Please listen. There is no faith without patience. In the New Testament, two of them are together 10 times. We have faith in Christ, but we also have faith in his coming. So we are waiting. So our faith is in patience of the second coming. You get what I'm saying? So you should be used to waiting. If God promised you Abraham, you will, Isaac, you have to wait. The reason is because what you want is what you get. The waiting makes you better. That's what God gets. Two of you must profit. No spirit gives you anything for free. That waiting season is the making season. And in that season, it will put something called kairos. That waiting, there are two words used for waiting in the Hebrew. Is kava and Yakar. Kava means to, I don't want to use the word wait again, but you get it, wait, to stay, to, in Jersey language, to chill, to vibe. Yakal is to concentrate and bring forth. That's another waiting, to concentrate and bring forth. Some people are experiencing delay because they don't know how to wait patiently. You can turn a 40 days journey to 40 years by your disposition in waiting. You don't just wait, you wait patiently. You know, you can be on a line and you are not waiting patiently. There is an attitude to that waiting. There is concentration. There is focus. And it's one that wants to deliver. What that also means is you are not waiting if you have not conceived. The Bible says the word of God is seed. When you receive the seed of the word, you are impregnated with that word. Then you start waiting for manifestation. I've been in a ward where a pregnant woman was giving birth twice because I have two children. I was there, but I was not there. I will explain. When she started pushing, I know the meaning of groaning. I went to hide behind the curtain because I didn't want to be traumatized. The pain of pushing a seed. And that seed came from pleasure. I'm trying to explain. You know, when the promise comes, it will make you happy. Now, you are impregnated with that seed. When you first get it, nobody will notice. But before you know it, it will start showing. And then people are asking you, this is promising. When is the manifestation time? You enter into labor. How do you enter into labor? There is something called kairos. The water breaks. Don't push without the water breaking. No. You will push poo-poo. I'm trying to say, if you enter the pool of Bethesda when there is no stirring, it's called swimming. If you enter when the water is stirred, it's called miracle. So that also means there is no woman that is pregnant that says, today is the day my water will break. Kairos happens to you. You don't determine the day it will come. You wait. When you wait and you're about to deliver, there is also something called contraction. You push in that contraction. That's the Kairos moment. No seed, no baby. But with seed, they... You see, I was thinking about this. God impregnated, quote and unquote, a virgin. And he called it favor. He told a baby to come out of something nothing has gone inside. Have you imagined what that means? That people were laughing at Job on earth and God was boasting about him in heaven. Faith is mysterious. Why is God calling a barren man father of nations? If it was our generation, will we listen to him? We'll say, you don't have results. let me say it because it's on my mind. How many people can listen to a divorcee teach about marriage? Meanwhile, you have to fail to succeed. Is it not where you are anointed that the devil will fight? Sila. Number three. So there are dimensions to faith, and I showed those two dimensions. Number three, please, Jerry, so I know I'm rounding up. Faith is yielding. Faith is yielding. There's something called the gift of faith. Please, I want us to echo it together. The gift of faith. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 7. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 7. We're going to read 7 to 10. Let's just read together in concert. One, two, go. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. Yes. For to one is given. Are you seeing that faith by the same Spirit, and God describes it as a gift? Well, you receive that gift in the place of prayer, because when you read Mark 11, you read 22, 23, 24, it introduces the idea of prayer. Maybe we're going to get to that. But I want everybody to understand the dimension of faith as a gift. I heard a story from Pastor David in Kenon, even though he used it for worship. But when I heard this, I said, this thing is deeper than. I said, this thing applies to gift of faith. A man was hearing the gospel, and the pastor was preaching about offering your Isaac, giving God your all. He had 37,000 naira in his account. And after hearing it, his heart started burning. So he went to, he left the church and went to the ATM and withdrew all the 37,000 and brought the 37,000 to the altar and dropped it before God and said, God, this is my Isaac. I'm giving everything to you. And he walked away. Now, okay, because this is a good place to say that as well. So he dropped it and walked away. After 3 weeks, he came back to church. He had received a contract from the Naval Dockyard, and his profit was 40 million. So he came to testify that I gave my Isaac just 3 weeks ago. A friend helped me, and now I have my contract. I made 40 million in profit. Now, if you go and drop your capital and say, because somebody said they dropped their Isaac, you will kill your own Isaac. Listen, because you are not doing it in faith, you are doing it in covetousness. Somebody can seduce you with testimony. And so many people are disappointed in God because they are doing what God didn't demand. It's the way of Cain, where you offer God a sacrifice he didn't ask for. And you know Cain walked at that. I tilled the ground. That one just brought lamb. God said, you don't get it. I want blood. I don't want sweat. Give me what I want. So he went and gave the 40 million, gave the 37,000, and was going to his seat. Everybody was saying, wow, pastor is happy. I don't land. Everybody. After service, he was going. An old woman called him and said, brother, please come. Do you really believe that because you gave God that 37,000 naira was why God gave you 40 million? He said, Mama, I believe with all my heart that that's why. Mama said, oh yeah, give him this 40 million. He could not do it because there was no gift of faith. You will struggle to do if you did not hear to do. This thing is a life. It's not mechanical. Gift of faith. As this happened, let me bring it home. Let's see if we can think together. Have you ever been in a situation before? Maybe you are in a service and God just tells you, I don't want to use, but God tells you, send somebody money. Has it happened to you before? You know, if you did not do it immediately, there is a very high chance if it was $10,000, you change it to $1,000. Now, you saved money, but you know you lost miracle. Because that season, You were willing to give that $10,000 because there was a supply of the gift of faith. God wants to legitimize favor for you. He wants to give you, but the legitimate way to give you is to tell you to give. I'm saying, if Jesus asks you to give him water by the well, it's because he wants to give you water. Do you get what I'm saying? So that request comes with the gift of faith. If you change it, you should change yourself. So that gift of faith, there is a season, it's a stirring. If you miss that move, you have to wait for the next one. Gift of faith. And it comes in the place of prayer. A lot of tongues. I don't know how people do it without tongues, though. Somebody said, was talking about a man of God. He said, Bill, because everybody knows, Bill Graham never spoke in tongues. I said, imagine if he did. Imagine what we would have done. A lot of praying in the Spirit, just waiting on him. Let him impress those visions, those pictures in your hearts. Mystery of our God. Somebody was going through some spiritual stuff and reached out to me. And then the Holy Spirit told me, by wisdom, tell her, don't fight. People that don't fight, don't lose. Another person had a problem. The Holy Spirit told me to tell that person, silence is consent. If you don't fight, you will lose. Please, show. Are you getting what you get? What I'm saying? You can't borrow somebody's word. And let me show you what I'm saying. Proverbs 26, verse 4. It's not Bubuiru. My pastor said. Proverbs 26, verse 4. Let's read. 1, 2, go. Do not answer a fool according to his folly, lest you also be like him. Next verse. Answer a fool. What God is telling you is that this book is not a textbook. You know what to do by bringing these scriptures to me, and I tell you what to do. You don't just appropriate a scripture. There's something called misappropriation of truth. So faith is yielding. It's simply obeying what God said. I heard it, I'm going to do it. God has made that promise. I'm going for it. But I don't go if he has not said. I will injure myself. And you see, and maybe the older people, they are not bold enough to ask you. They are disturbing me. They are disturbing me. They will come and meet me. PD. All this church. And they don't talk to me like the way they talk to pastors. They talk to me. Some of them can knock me. They talk to me. This faith thing, I don't get what you're saying. This thing is not making sense. And it's because there is a way we talk. There's too much confidence in self. Everything on Jesus. Faith is yielding. It's simply obeying what God has said. And I want to talk to somebody here. Peradventure, you released your faith, quote and unquote, and you were trusting, believing God for something. Just look at the God you are praying to. A lady came to me and said, PD, my sister was leading a prayer movement in the US. She died eventually. people were gathering, young people were gathering to pray for her to come back to life for 1 year. I'm telling you, true life story. And because she had an accident, she was first of all a vegetable, eventually she died. And the sister asked me, said, PD, 1 year of prayer? And the Holy Spirit told me to ask her, how old was your sister when she died? She said, 28. You know what God told me to tell her? I died at 33. With long life will I satisfy you. Didn't apply to God when he became a man. You see, your God is in heaven. He has cars. That's one of the reasons why he's holy. He's set apart there. Nobody has cars there. Only him. If the Christ can have pain, yours won't be otherwise. Don't miss it. That's why there is something called sacrifice of praise. Sacrifice of praise is an inconvenient praise. And listen, you have only this lifetime to offer it. Yes. There is no pain in heaven. So a sacrifice of praise is a praise that has pain that angels can't offer. If you miss this lifetime to offer that praise, you are finished. Inside tick disappointment. You lift your hands and start blessing him. I don't know what you are doing, but thank you. You are confusing me right now, but I give you all the praise. I give you all the glory. When my plans are failing, your counsel is standing. Sacrifice of praise. God wants a generation that can live for him and die for him. I'm telling you. It's not time to be doing. Set your eyes straight. Is Jesus or nothing? Jesus or nothing? Jesus or nothing? Number four, faith speaks. Faith speaks. Romans 10 verse 17. Can we pray in the Spirit? Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Oh, Remeko Fremaita. Pray in the Spirit.
Adonai,
is bubbling from the inside. Something is bubbling from the inside, from the inside. Light is bubbling from the inside. Hey, Oriamaya. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord commanded me to say this, so I have to say it. Faith speaks. Because I'm looking at the time. I want to give us 5 minutes. God promised me. It's so funny that Pastor B was talking this morning that he was doing, I think it was his session, because I was watching it. For some reason, I watched Pastor Bolaji's session and I was just praying with it, like his message. I don't know why, but that was the instruction I had. And I woke up like 2:38, and he said he was praying at 2:38, so it was like, oh, beautiful. And God said that there will be a stirring. There will be a stirring. So, let me give us the intelligence. We are going to pray like we are traveling. I'll give you the signal when it's time to do it. When you start praying, I will show you the components. You will pray to a particular point in tongues, then you will now start to make confessions. Now, that's what happened when Pastor the video that Pastor sent, when there was a stirring, the message reached a particular level. I said, this message is for Wolfbeck. And as I said it, people in the church started shouting. The Holy Spirit said, the birds of the air will take it. When you speak, you see, the Spirit overs before God says. You have to prophesy as commanded. People are affirming. They think they are confessing. The word confession is homologia in the Greek. It means to acknowledge or say what somebody else is saying. Okay, let me say like this so people can understand. When you confess your sins, do you confess what you will do or what you have done? Confession is in the past. So when somebody is making a confession, they heard something from heaven. God said something to them. They are now saying what God said. If you did not hear, you are not talking. You are affirming. Confession starts when the prophetic word comes. You understand? Look at that. Romans 10 verse 17. There is a way faith comes. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This shows that faith is spoken, because you can't hear what wasn't said. And this thing was said in 14. It came from a preacher. So God supplied the salvific faith when salvation was preached. Are we still together? Salvific faith was supplied when salvation was preached. So faith is supplied in proportion to what is preached. Restoration will happen. You didn't get the point. Restoration will happen. That's what I'm telling you. So I'm checking the time. I want to say something, but I've made my point. For these 5 minutes, we are going to be rattling in the spirit. It's my time. You know, I'm dashing you 5 minutes. We are going to take time to pray and watch for what he will say. Don't say what he didn't say. If you go and say what he might want you to be an apostle, you will be asking him to bless your fishing business. you understand what I'm saying? Some people, this thing is not real to them because they've never put themselves on the line to experience God. There's something that happened in John 5. A small boy had 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. Then some agbayas came to him and said, "Is that bread?" He said, "Yes, bring it." They carried that bread and the fish. They went to give Jesus. Jesus lifted up the bread and gave thanks. The boy was looking. All these things were happening. He was at one corner looking at them. "This is my last bread. These men have collected. I hope they will bring it back." And he watched Jesus say, "Tell them to sit in 50s. He gave thanks and gave them that bread and said they should start sharing it. And they started sharing that bread. They reached that boy. They gave him bread. He saw that the bread was what would be enough for him. They passed his bread to another person. And he looked up and down like this. And he saw his bread in the hands of people." I'm trying to say something. If we have a crusade now, or I want to pray for the sick here, the truth of the matter is less than 10% will be healed by the anointing. But all can be healed by faith. The 10% is God giving a token to say, "Come to me, I can do it." He's using them to invite you. Now, I know most of us, we would like to be the people that God healed. But those people that God healed, is the mercy of God, but they don't have the best. Why? Because if you receive it by faith, you don't just receive a healing. You become a miracle worker. You now know the technology. You know how to appropriate it. I'm trying to say everybody ate bread, but that boy ate bread and conviction. So he ate 2 things. He ate bread and he ate, "This is my bread. Nothing is impossible." That's what God wants to give people. This is not a place where you just come and shout amen. God wants to make you Jesus in the story. You are not the woman with the issue of blood. Is somebody listening to what I'm saying? You are not the person going from pillar to post looking for a miracle. You are the one they are calling for prayer. You are not the one going to the mountain here and there. The mountain is in your room. Are we ready to pray? Lift your voice. Stir yourself. Stir yourself. Stir yourself. Are you praying? Say freak. Solabamatulai. Rebeko Sefriamante. Rabakonta Ramanta. Mando Sibrakate Sikapaya. Mande Sebreka Mando Alaya. Rebesulamantes. We are praying to hear. Remasupe Kalitos. Resifrakabato Sebalanda. Ribashigre Makuleaka. Rebeselebekuriama. Ratuzabakabotwa. Rebesuvele predisi. Ramashige berete zakai. Rabosabarate. Redegesi brakabaya. Ramasegremato shalabaya. Rabako ramasigabaya. Rebebebe breteske breto sabakadua. Rabasela barokotela. Reba shalabatuali. Remekula baso baratea. Rabasamokoto. Rebesi brakabayotea. Rebesula makobaratoa. Rebeshala batolea. Rebesila baya. Are you praying? Are you praying? Sisi prakolia. Rebeshile beredes. From within to upon. From within to upon. Rebeshula kabaruate. Ramamamamotualeya taya. Woo! Jelamongwa.